Log.
Have you lived the darker side? Faced the death of dreams that died. I've been there, out of hope and out of place, walking on one thread of faith, still breathing, believing. That life is for the living.
Welcome to this broadcast of The Invisible Conservative. I'm your host, Thomas Smith. We're not politically correct, just correct politically. Now, this is a very special episode, and I call it When Liberals Attack. I'm specifically going to address the mob mentality of the far left nut jobs who feel that it's their right to attack a person if they don't agree with them. If that person doesn't hold the same view as that liberal, then they resort to calling names. They resort to trashing that individual. Now, as I am sure everybody has heard by now, the verbal attack on Glenn Beck and his family when they were on a family outing . What has this country came to? Are people really that stupid? Do they hold such a high regard for themselves that they believe they have a right to physically harm another individual because that individual don't hold the same views? I don't think so. I do not think so. Now, back when Congresswoman Giffords was shot, the first thing that liberals tried to do, they tried to attribute it to someone associated with conservatives, with the Tea Party movement, and everything else to make it seem like it was a Republican or a conservative that was the perpetuation of that incident. And come to find out, the man hated government, period. Oh, I use that term loosely. But if you really think about it, his tendencies, his actions, tend to reflect that of a liberal. More examples I can give you. Was that organization, that domestic terrorist organization that's so pro-environment, the ELF, the Earth Liberation Front? Now, you want to talk about a context or I really can't even describe the stupidity of that group. Now, here's a group opposed to pollution and all that stuff, but yet they were setting bombs and blowing up SUVs. Hello, when you blow something up, it sends toxic fumes into the air. I guess they didn't think about that. It just goes to show how stupid and uneducated liberals think they are. And they are supposed to be the enlightened ones. The light bulb must not have came on yet because they're still in the dark. Anyway, after the Representative Giffords got shot, you know, there was a call for the toning down of the rhetoric. It lasted all of one day before you had different liberal commentators still blaming the actions on Republican conservatives. And when they got called on it, they weaseled their way out of it, or they tried to turn the page. And you know, quite frankly, I am tired of the mainstream media always giving liberal Democrats a free pass. Now, I'm going to take it to another level. How would some of you liberals like if your families were attacked? You wouldn't like it, would you? So what gave you the right to attack a man because his views different from yours? If you don't think someone has a right to their own belief and opinion, you need to get out of this country and go live in Saudi Arabia somewhere else. And then maybe you'll have a little bit more respect for different views and opinions. Because in Saudi Arabia, you don't get to have a different viewpoint. They will kill you. And your actions also disrespect the men and women in our armed forces who lay down their life for you. They died so that you could have the right to act stupid. Because when you attack someone because of their opinion, it's not ignorance, it's stupid. And yes, I'm calling you stupid. I could think of a few more things to call you, but this is a G-rated show. And I'm going to keep it that way. Conservatives, Republicans, and I'm talking true Republican conservatives. I'm not talking people who are moderate in their issues. I'm talking conservatives. When are you going to stand up for your rights and stop wilting under the pressure? The things that are being done to the conservative movement, it's happening because no one is putting their foot down and saying enough is enough. What are we going to have to do? Are we going to have to hit them where it hurts, the pocketbook? I have no problem boycotting businesses that that practice discriminatory views in ways. I have no problem with that. I cannot stand double standards. I hate them. I really do. And hate is a strong word. I didn't say I hate people. I said I hate double standards. Case in point, why is it that homosexuals get to march in parades all over the country singing about gay pride? But if Christians wanted to march in Christian pride parades, what would happen? The ACLU liberal whack jobs would be up in arms. Well, let me tell you something. Last time I looked, my being a Christian did not exclude me from the Constitution. You better get that through your head. I have freedom of speech, I have freedom of religion, and I also have the right to bear arms if I chose to. See, Democrats, maybe this is what you want. Maybe you're trying to pull our country into a bloodbath. But I'm going to tell you something. If that's what you're doing, you'll lose. Believe it or not, you're outnumbered in this country. Fortunately, most of us are rational, and we'll just talk with our vote and vote you out of office. But the way you treat people, you don't even realize you're creating monsters in this nation. You're creating people who are so blind and filled with rage and hatred that they lump everybody into one category. They don't care. So the people who end up suffering are the normal everyday Americans, because you liberal senators, Democratic senators, and officials, you get to sit in your gated communities, protected, so those idiots have to lash out at someone, and the someone usually end up being innocent bystanders. If you hate the country so much, get out. Get out. Point blank. Leave. Notice one thing. I don't have any issue with you disagreeing with me. I have no problem with you disagreeing with me, Democrats, rhinos, Republican in name only. I respect your right to have a different viewpoint. and I won't, and I don't hate you because of it. But I'm gonna tell you what I do hate. I hate the double standards. I hate how your what's the word for it? Your henchmen and women go after people and try to attack them. Our distinguished Attorney General Eric Holder, not distinguished, actually, refused to prosecute that group of people. Where was that? Was that in Philadelphia? I'll look it up. They were attacking a group of people, I believe, who were trying to vote. Why didn't he prosecute them? I would speculate that he didn't prosecute them because they were black, like him. Oh, like me as well. Difference is, I don't follow the establishment. What are we going to do about liberals attacking conservatives because of their views? We have to stand up and we have to demand protection. Or we have a legal right to protect ourselves. Glenn Beck's family did not deserve what they endured at the hand of that mob, at the hands of that mob. They did not deserve it. People don't know me yet, but you will soon, because I will be speaking all over this country, and my radio show will take off like a missile. Because, like I said yesterday, I am the left's worst nightmare. A black, angry conservative. I also know how to build networks. I know how to bring people together to get things done. Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to call in with a comment or a question, my phone number is 760-542-3907. That's 760-542-3907. You're listening to The Invisible Conservative on Blog Talk Radio. Now, in the short time that I have left, we, as conservatives, we need to truly close ranks, one. Two, we have to make sure what we want in a presidential candidate is clearly articulated. We can't just say that we believe in conservative values. We have to define them. We have to define who we are, because the conservative movement really no longer has an identity. The Tea Party was born not just because people were tired of taxes, but the Tea Party was also born because the conservative movement lost its identity. Are we going to get it back? Or are we going to keep taking a beating from liberals? Are we going to get our identity back? Or are we going to keep quaking in our boots every time someone threatens us with a lawsuit? I really need to know the answer to this question. I will stand up for what I believe in. I will choose to make a difference. We have to close ranks. And we have to be unified in our belief. People have many views, many opinions on many things. But at the end of the day, there has to be a consensus. Either you're a conservative or you're not. There's no room for compromise. There's no room for flip-flopping. We say, a lot of conservatives say they're Christian. Well, last time I looked, Jesus was no punk. He went into the temple. He turned over the table. And he said, "How dare you turn my father's house into a den of thieves?" He also made a whip. He was ticked. And as a Christian, I don't have to sit passively by and say, "Oh, turn the other cheek." Because the Word of God also say, use wisdom. You don't let people continue to use you for a doormat. I was a doormat to the Democratic Party for years because I was told that black people support Democrats. But I thank God that I have a mind of my own and that I can be what I want to be and not what they say I have to be. The liberals say I have to depend on the government. That's the only way that I can get ahead. The only way I would depend on the government is if I got an SBA loan to start a business. Unfortunately for me, got a lot of work to do because my credit sucks and they wouldn't approve me. So that's fine. But I'm still going to start a business. And my business will impact people's lives for the better. And in a nutshell, famous or not, if you're a conservative and you're attacked by a liberal mobs, I will stand up for you. I will have your back. This is who I am. I am the invisible conservative, Thomas Dwayne Smith. I'm going to leave you all right now. I wanted to do this special episode to bring attention to the liberal attacks on conservatives, both in the news media and out in public. Kind of like the same thing that happened to Andrew Breitbart when he went to some convention. I seen that on the news and it ticked me off. So, until next time, remember, not politically correct, just correct politically.
Hope and now